The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Testosterone deficiency and erectile dysfunction. If you are suffering from low testosterone, this means that your testes are no longer producing enough testosterone in order to promote optimal health and physiological function. One of the most noticeable physical symptoms of low testosterone is erectile dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction is a general term meant to describe any set of circumstances which leads a man to be unable to effectively produce an erection that is suitable for sexual activity. For some men, this means that you won't be able to get it up at all. For other men, erectile dysfunction makes it hard to become fully erect and aroused, leading to difficult and unsatisfying sexual activity. A third group of men may be able to become aroused sometimes, but are not sufficiently in control of their sexual function. The same processes which inhibit sexual ability also inhibit sexual desire itself. Testosterone is intricately involved in male libido, and without enough testosterone, your interest in sex may start to slack. Men with severe testosterone deficiency experience both of these issues simultaneously, but men with mild to moderate low T will likely experience a loss of sex drive before they begin to fully lose the ability to maintain an erection. Erectile dysfunction has numerous causes. Although testosterone deficiency, also referred to as male hypogonadism, is a frequent cause of erectile dysfunction, it is important to recognize that there are multiple other reasons why erectile dysfunction occurs, and this is why it is important to see a specialist, so he or she can perform a medical assessment in order to pinpoint the source of your bedroom struggles. Almost all forms of erectile dysfunction lead to a single particular and profound symptom. The ability to develop an erection is inhibited as a result of restricted or diminished blood circulation to the penis. There is an elaborate interplay of hormone release which precludes an erection, but ultimately, testosterone leads to the formation of an erection by stimulating the release of nitric oxide, which encourages the vasodilation which sends blood rushing to the penis. Many other conditions which restrict blood flow have an inhibitory effect upon erection stimulation. A few other common contributors to erectile dysfunction are elevated cholesterol levels, hypertension, and hardened arteries. Hardened arteries prevent the heart from pumping as hard as it needs to effectively circulate blood. Hypertension and high cholesterol cause erectile dysfunction because they restrict blood flow at the vascular level. Although many of the primary sources of erectile dysfunction are the direct result of physiological complications, there are many psychological causes of erectile dysfunction as well. Anxiety can prevent you from focusing your attentions effectively on pleasure, preventing you from being interested in sex. Depression can cause you to lose your self-confidence and desire. One incredibly common cause of erectile dysfunction and lack of sex drive is simply relationship complications. If you are unhappy with your current relationship, or are simply going through a rough patch in your relationship, then you may temporarily lose your desire or physical ability to have sex with your partner. A few rarer causes of erectile dysfunction are spinal cord injuries, neurological problems, or multiple sclerosis. The connection between testosterone deficiency and erectile dysfunction. The male erection is entirely dependent upon testosterone, but scientists and medical researchers have not yet completely established how the two are interconnected. Although many of the basic processes are understood, there are still a lot of unanswered questions about testosterone and ED. Low testosterone and erectile dysfunction are powerfully linked, but the correlation is not quite as strong as you might think. For example, some men are able to have a healthy and active sex life, even though they have testosterone levels far below normal. Other men experience sexual issues even though their testosterone production appears to be well within the normal range. It is true that at a certain threshold, low T will completely inhibit sexual activity, but in the end, every man has a different threshold for sexual function. Erections depend on testosterone, but the relationship between the two is complex and not fully understood. Some men have healthy erections despite testosterone levels well below the normal range. One thing that is crystal clear is that low T is correlated with several chronic medical issues which can inhibit healthy erectile dysfunction, including heart disease, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. Erectile dysfunction and testosterone hormone replacement therapy. If you are experiencing issues with erectile dysfunction and your testosterone production is in the normal and healthy range, testosterone treatments will likely have a negligible effect upon your erectile dysfunction. In this case, the underlying issue inhibiting erectile function will have to be discovered and treated. For males that do have abnormally low testosterone production, physician-monitored bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is most likely the most effective way, by far, at helping you to both restore libido and restore your ability to participate in normal sexual activity. It can even help you in a number of different ways that you didn't even realize. Testosterone treatments have the capability to provide the following benefits to men with testosterone deficiency. Reduced body fat, increased lean muscle mass, strengthened bones, alleviated mild anxiety and depression, increased energy, and decreased fatigue. Because testosterone deficiency has multiple negative impacts upon normal health, it is important to treat low T with testosterone hormone replacement therapy, even if you still need other forms of treatment to restore your sexual ability. Testosterone replacement and PDE5 inhibitors. Most men that take testosterone hormone replacement therapy say that the treatments have a positive effect upon their sex drive, but many men still need supplemental treatments to fully restore function. These supplemental treatments generally take the form of erectile dysfunction medications referred to as PDE5 inhibitors. You've definitely heard of a few of them. Cialis, Levitra, Viagra, Stendra. For men with significant issues with blood flow that aren't related to the processes which directly stimulate erection, PDE5 medications have the ability to increase circulation of blood to the penis. This doesn't mean that men that need PDE5 inhibitors don't need testosterone hormone replacement therapy. It simply means that it may take both treatments simultaneously to both restore optimal sexual function and contribute to greater overall health. Restoring healthy testosterone levels can help add fire to your sex life by enhancing your drive for sex and improving your mood. For individuals that suffer in the bedroom as a combination of low T and mild depression, testosterone replacement can help resolve both issues simultaneously, sparking fire to the sex life. Testosterone replacement treats the whole problem. Testosterone restoration also has the protective effect upon sexual desire and ability because it treats a number of issues which have a negative impact on all aspects of sexuality. It can also help improve aesthetic self-perception by increasing muscle mass and decreasing body fat. In addition to improving one's sense of physical self-worth, this also safeguards the male body from the devastating effects of diabetes, which can be utterly detrimental to male sexuality. For patients with low T, testosterone replacement has the ability to increase the body's receptiveness for insulin. Testosterone replacement side effects. Although testosterone replacement therapy is highly effective, there are some side effects which should be considered before starting treatment. Testosterone hormone replacement therapy side effects include smaller testicles, reduced fertility, acne, increased breast size, and benign prostate enlargement. None of these side effects are dangerous, and they can be relieved simply by adjusting the dosage or suspending therapy. To date, there is no connection between testosterone hormone replacement on the development of testicular, breast, or prostate cancer, although you'll have to suspend therapy if you develop any of these forms of cancer. Because of the effect upon fertility, if you're interested in conceiving a child, you should look to other ways to treat your erectile dysfunction. Take testosterone for a test drive. If your physician comes to the conclusion that you are suffering from the effects of testosterone deficiency, he or she may provide you with access to short-term testosterone replacement therapy in order to evaluate the effectiveness of the treatment in restoring your sexual function. If it is indeed effective, your doctor can provide you with an extended prescription. If you decide to take testosterone hormone replacement therapy, you will need to make appointments with your doctor on a biannual or annual basis so that he or she can monitor your hormone levels and make sure that you are getting exactly what you need in order to have a healthy and happy sex life. Additional steps to improving testosterone levels. Your doctor may recommend taking other courses of action in addition to starting testosterone hormone replacement therapy. Because of the positive effect that a healthy lifestyle has upon sexual function, your physician will suggest a number of different ways that you can take charge of your own health in order to further boost your sexual function. Because of the inhibitory effect of obesity and diabetes, it would benefit you to lose weight. Because of the stimulative effects of physical activity, it would benefit you to improve your exercise habits. Finally, a healthy diet can improve your hormone profile by simultaneously improving your cholesterol profile, encouraging weight loss, and directly stimulating the release of testosterone. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit HGH.TV or contact the Conscious Evolution Institute today. Thank you very much.